And there may not be a bigger Texas fan in the world than the noted actor Matthew McConaughey, who joins us now. Let's open the door and welcome him into the studio.
Right.
Great to see him. He's a big friend of the show. Hey, how's it going, Matthew?
The Minister of Culture.
That's right.
Says court is now in session.
Okay.
How are you, Kemosabes?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
Long time no speaks.
Yeah, big game this weekend.
Yeah, look at here.
All right, there's a high five. Hey, I saw you a couple weeks ago at the...
I say bring it in for a hug.
Oh, we're going to get a hug from Matthew.
All right. Oh, that hurt. I saw you a couple weeks ago at the Texas OSU game.
That's right. You sure did.
They're dancing.
Good to see
in your
you again,
suite.
Big guy.
Yeah.
You know, this weekend is a weekend that our Gridiron Warriors going to bring our Lone Star Nation that sweet foretaste of victory divine.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
I like
it's
to say.
It's a big game.
It's nothing like winning that game. Get them horns up. We're going to get them horns up right
horns
now.
Up. You
them
got them up.
Up. Let me see. Look at horns.
You know, it's like. It's like when you're making a sandwich and get just the right amount of mayo to that goat cheese ratio. Yeah, that's what winning on Texas OU weekend's like. It's like that right amount of mayo to goat cheese on a sandwich.
I'm sure I follow.
Ketchup on the side, right?
Ketchup on the side, but you got to get the right amount of ketchup on
right,
the side. Because
right.
if you get more than a silver dollar's worth, then you've gone way off track. Might as well not even eat that sandwich.
Right.
That's right. I was excited about this game so much of me and my buddy, Goosebeak.
Who?
Goosebeak. We named him after Goosebeak because one time we were up by this creek, this pond. This is a beautiful little pond.
Uh-huh.
And we look over and there's this goose over there.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Daniel. That was his old name.
You don't call
I said,
him
hey, Daniel, look over there. Look at that goose. It's got a beak. And he said, Matthew, I see it. Ever since then, I've called him Goosebeak.
I don't really know how that happened, but okay.
But I was so excited about this game that me and my buddy Goosebeak, we hitched up a team of oxen to my Airstream International Signature, and we headed on down here to Dallas early. So I've been outside the Cotton Bowl. I've been shirtless, grilling up hamburgers for whoever walks by.
Wow.
I've served over 4,000 hamburgers in Fair Park. And I not only give a person... who walks by, I give that person a hamburger, but I insist on them calling their parents so I can thank them for bringing that person into the world.
Wow. Okay.
That's sweet.
Each call averages about 48 minutes, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That takes up most of your day.
A lot of work.
Yeah. And, you know, they all end with the same phrase. I always end with the same phrase. You can learn a lot from a tire swing.
From a tire swing.
Think about it. You just got to think about that.
What happened? Oh, okay. Just keep living. What happened to that?
Get them horns up. I always say just keep living, too. That's my other slogan.
George, get your horns up.
All right, get
horns
them horns up.
Fuck them horns.
Hey, I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to give my inspirational speech to the Longhorn.
Oh, so, good.
What are you I like saying? To do that. I get in there, and I get in that locker room. I'm going to say, listen up, Longhorns. You're in a fight for today. Okay, this is going to be a big fight, and it's not just any fight. This is Custer up against... the Russian nuclear arsenal.
Wow, okay.
But in this scenario, we're both Custer and the Ruskies.
Huh.
All right.
Both.
And then I'm going to tell them an inspirational story. I'm going to tell them about the time in 1985 okay. when I was made an honorary member of the Imhotep tribe, which is a subsidiary of the Huhani tribe of Lawton.
That's hard to look up.
Back in, me and my buddy Panfoot.
Panfoot.
We were led out into the desert to undergo an initiation rite. Now, Panfoot, he got so scared he was speared away by an eagle pretty early on in this. So he wasn't there, but wow. I stayed. I did the only thing you can do when you can't go back, and that's go forward.
Right.
Okay.
So I was there, and I was festooned in a drapery of buckskin and vines. And I was offered a demitasse of hot tea made from the sap of the chichiwa tree. And I drank that, and for 40 days and nights I wandered in that lonely landscape, and I was speaking with the geckos and ancestry that had already crossed it through the bale.
It's a long time to be out there.
And while I was out there, I began to contemplate and ruminate on the Dara Royal era and also on the contradiction of the finiteness of our bodies and the limitlessness of our minds. And I realized that the key to winning college football is not more preparation, it's less preparation.
Less.
Man, it's a long speech, too.
So if our life is football here in Texas, then the transitive property leads me to know that football is life. And if you prepare for life, you prepare for football. So instead of doing tackle drills, you should can peaches.
Matthew, I think you're going to lose
right before
the
game.
If that's your speech.
Go Longhorns. That's what we're going to say. We're going to get out there and we're going to say, go Longhorns.
All right. Well, horns up.
If you think about all this, it all makes total sense.
Oh, okay.
And I'll think about it, I
total
guess, the rest
sense.
Of the day.
Am I going to see you, Kemosop? He's out there. You're invited into the Airstream. You can come on in there. We'll get on naked.
Oh, great.
I got three sets of bongos and about four vape pods. We're going to do it all. And the THC percentage in each one of them. 110%.
How? Okay. It sounds like a great time. Yeah, we'll try to stop
y'all
by.
Y'all come on out there.
All right.
Come on out there. I'll see y'all later.
Doesn't sound like he's got any movies in the hopper, does it?
It's all about the Longhorns right now.
There he goes.
Matthew McConaughey.
Boy, he's got the horns up.
The horns are up. Now they're out.
What a trip.